I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. This should be a happy new year in Europe. After all, it couldn't be much worse than the past year. The World's Jerry Hatton begins our New Year's Eve program with a look back at 12 months of European bailouts and austerity measures.
Europe entered 2010 with no end in sight to the economic crisis. Iceland was among the worst-off countries. Its banks had collapsed in 2008, and people are still losing their homes. This Reykjavik resident sat in the kitchen of his rental home one snowy day. He told me he'd lost his house and his wife had left him when the Icelandic krona lost half its value.
Just imagine all the sleepless nights over this. We are separated now. Yeah, it's just the stress of the whole thing. It's just, it's really, really hard to, you can't plan for anything. It's just the whole family life just goes to pieces, basically.
Elsewhere on Europe's periphery, things didn't go much better this year. The Greek government finally admitted in April that it didn't have the cash to pay its bondholders. The International Monetary Fund and the European Union offered Greece an unprecedented $60 billion bailout. All the member nations approved, including Europe's healthiest economy, Germany. Chancellor Angela Merkel hesitated, but eventually came around.
This is an important decision that shows that we protect the euro's value in the name of European citizens, but that will only work in combination with austerity measures.
Those measures included cuts to Greek pensions and salaries and hikes in taxes. Each new measure provoked huge, sometimes violent protests. Greeks aren't just angry over the belt tightening. They say corruption adds insult to injury. In fact, Greece became so indebted in part because an earlier government hid the country's true finances from the world. The current Greek government is trying to crack down on corruption and tax cheats. In May, this cab driver in Athens complained to me that the government was now making him document his earnings. Before, he lamented, no one checked. Indeed, 2010 saw tolerance for corruption run thin across Europe, as citizens were asked to sacrifice more and more. Consider the mayhem that ensued after Italian leader Silvio Berlusconi won a no-confidence vote this month. The scandal-plagued prime minister allegedly bought votes to stay in power. This past fall brought more bad economic news to Europe. The 16 countries that used the euro had to launch a second bailout. This one will prop up Ireland to the tune of $40 billion. European leaders argued that, as with Greece, they couldn't afford to let a euro member fail. If bondholders get spooked again, Portugal or even Spain might face soaring interest rates on its debts, and bailouts can't go on forever. But 2010 is ending on at least one optimistic note. Remember Iceland, which entered the year with a bad limp.
I am against the state taking on private debt.
That's the same man who lost his house. He was a leader in a protest movement against a government bailout for Iceland's failed private banks. And guess what? Iceland did not rescue its banks. It let them fail. Thus, the government avoided that huge debt and the sort of austerity measures other Europeans had to take. Meanwhile, Iceland's devalued currency has helped boost exports. The European Commission now predicts that Iceland will run a budget surplus by the end of 2011. For The World, I'm Jerry Hatton in Barcelona.